Are your kitchen and bathroom way overdue for a remodel? Well, I got the guy for you. Call John Sellers at First Response Contracting, 484-256-7136. Both residential and commercial services, and he's licensed and insured. Call him at 484-256-7136, First Response Contracting. Hello, this is Brad Wiseman. You're listening to Real Estate and You. We have a new construction edition today, which I'm really excited about. I talked to Kevin, who's going to be my guest here today. I talked to him a while ago. Actually, when I first started the podcast, I had talked to him, and we did it over the phone because COVID was like really, really in its heyday at that point. And I'm excited to have him back again. So, Kevin, thanks for coming back, man.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me back.
You're a repeat.
I am. I guess I did it all right the first time.
I think you did okay. I think you did all right. No, you did great. So Kevin and I have known each other for a while. Kevin has an amazing company called Turnberry Construction Group. He builds fantastic homes. He does amazing additions. He does just a lot of different stuff. And every time I give his name out, I always say, you know, if you want a quality job, you know, this is the guy you want to talk to. Plus, you also have that. You have a vision, too, that I think not all builders have.
Mm-hmm.
You have more of a vision. You're more into the design part of it and that stuff, right?
When the design. And I look at it as a holistic approach. So, you know, where the home that you want to build now may not serve you in 5, 10, 15 years as your family grows and develops. And we want to look at that. It's a holistic view. If you're going to spend the money to build a home now, we want to know what it's going to be like for you in 10 and 15 years and how that home can move
that's
with you.
That's an interesting take. You don't hear many people talk about it like that because, you know, we all build for today a lot of times.
Right.
You know, and we have to remember that, you know, today goes real quick. A year goes real quick. You have to build thinking into the future as much as you can, obviously.
Well, absolutely. You're spending the most amount of money you're ever going to spend in your life at that moment. There's got to be some value in it.
Absolutely. Yep. Absolutely. So I brought you in to talk about new construction, believe it or not.
Yeah. Surprise.
I know. It's so surprising. It's a good thing I said that. Hey, I want to talk about knitting.
Yeah.
You were like, wrong show. No. So what I want to talk about is just new construction as a whole. I mean, most of what I talk about on a show here with different guests is resale and, you know, buying homes that are already built. But a big part of our market, and used to be really big, is new construction. And it's becoming more and more of an option because the prices of resale are going up.
Absolutely.
So tell me, what's new construction? Are you doing more houses? Are you doing more additions? Are people now realizing that, man, COVID's over and I hate my basement or I hate my this and now I want to redo it?
Every sector of construction is really just off the chart great this year, and even last year it started for us. So, you know, starting with the new construction point, we're building more new homes this year than we have in the past 2 years.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
Interesting. These are scattered site too. We're talking scattered site, not communities. I mean, they could be in a community, but it's scattered site. And what scattered site means, if anybody doesn't know what that means, is you're buying a lot on its own somewhere and the person's coming to you and saying, hey, I have the lot. I want you to build on it.
Absolutely. They're calling us. They're calling one or two other builders as well. Interviewing two, three different builders and trying to find the best fit for them.
Yeah.
And I always recommend, you know, it's based on a personality.
Yeah,
if
right.
If you can get along with your builder, the rest of the project will really take care of itself.
Interesting. It's trust.
It really
trust.
Is.
Trust. Like any other relationship, it's trust, right?
And communication.
Yep, exactly right. Absolutely. So it's going well. So are you seeing, because I just know, you know, my wife and I mean, we painted our kitchen cabinets because I got sick of the color.
Yeah.
You know, and then we realized that during COVID, we replaced our appliances because we realized during COVID that we're not happy with our kitchen anymore because we were there all the time. You know what I mean? When you spend that much time in your house, you start seeing imperfections.
Right. Well, and I think what COVID has really done for a lot of people is it's got them to focus more central. Central is being family.
Yeah.
And what that family central unit is the kitchen. And then it branches out from there. It's bedrooms. It's how can we spend more time together?
Yeah.
And whether you can accomplish that task within your current home or you can decide that you want to go ahead and invest and build your own home.
Yeah.
So we're very fortunate that we're able to capture that entire market, both renovations, additions, and of course, new construction.
Yeah. What's your favorite part?
You know,
of the process?
Gosh, I really enjoy it. I think when I see the home coming out of the ground, the framing, walking through. I just came through two site meetings today. So we met with two different homeowners,
cool.
My site superintendent and I. So we have weekly meetings. So we meet our clients every week on a particular day, these two were Friday, 10 a.m. and then 12 a.m. or 12 noon, excuse me. And we walked through the entire home room by room and look at every outlet and receptacles, recess lights, all kinds of questions. If they have questions, we just answer them there.
Right.
And the meetings are always very short because we meet every week. The communication is great. But so I think meeting with them weekly is my favorite thing to do.
And that's cool. That's really cool.
You know, when you're doing it right, the meetings are very short.
Yeah.
They're happy. You see their smiles.
Mm-hmm.
When they have those concerns or they're going over budget on something, how do we accomplish that? Can we pull something away from the budget? And how do we manage this project?
Yeah.
And so I guess in a sense, managing personalities is probably my favorite.
That's cool.
Yeah.
And I didn't know you did that because I don't know many builders that do that. I mean, you know, I've represented some builders in the past and all good. I had a great relationship with all of them. But I got to say, that's different. But you know what's nice about that too, Kevin, as you say that? It has a way of not building up any big issues. Like when you're doing it every week, if you go 3 weeks and they're coming in and they're seeing something every day and they're boiling and they're like, oh man, in that 3 week meeting, I'm going to let go on this. If it's every week, you can diffuse everything each week.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Cause you know how it is. I mean, I just know when I did new construction, the biggest thing we used to get a phone call on was that foundation's way too small. It can't be my house. Yeah. Have you ever had that call?
Oh, absolutely. Every time.
And I tell you what, and it does. It even if the house is 4,000 square feet, a foundation by itself doesn't look as big as a house when it's framed out and under roof. And it's just funny because we would have people that would swear and we'd be like, well, we'll go out and we'll have the supervisor measure just to make sure it wasn't a mistake. And there it was. It was right. There was nothing wrong with it, you know, but it's just funny. So that's cool. So, you know, and the other thing we talked about is, and you might see this as you're building homes, is the two offices. Is anybody saying anything? Because I've been getting that as on a resale request. Mm-hmm. They're saying, we need a place not just for one office. We need now for two because we're both going to be working from home because COVID has changed the way we work, has changed the way business goes. It's totally different now.
It really has. And our focus when we go into renovations such as that, changing, everyone thinks, oh, we need addition. We need
addition.
We need to add on. And you know, that impacts your taxes.
Yep.
That impacts the budget tremendously.
Oh, yeah.
Footings and foundation and concrete add no value to your life. So if we're able to take part of a dining room or part of a living room that's not being used and use the existing space and rework that, oftentimes they end up getting a new kitchen out of the whole thing.
Yeah.
The whole family benefits from it, staying
within
the same envelope and using the same dollars.
Yeah, I love it. That's awesome. Nice. So it's interesting where things are going post COVID. There's a lot of things that have changed in our lives. So as you're building homes moving forward, there's going to be things that probably that you've never heard or requests that you're like, oh, that makes sense. If you're going to be home, gyms. A lot of the people are now putting. I read a story that gyms are becoming inside the house again because people don't want to go to the crowds.
Yeah.
You know, some people, the COVID thing will stick with them for a very long time.
We have one we're doing right now. We're doing the ballet bar on the mirrored wall with the ballet bar and so forth.
Very cool.
Yeah. So it's also a small.
Can you put
dance
a ballet
studio.
Bar in for me? Could you do that?
I can. We'll set it nice and low though. Yeah. We don't have to pull a hamstring.
Exactly. You're going to have to put it like this far off the ground, dude. That's funny. So, so the next thing, and this is, like I said before, the elephant in the room is lumber prices.
What?
Yeah. Did you hear anything about this at all? Have you heard anything?
I've heard a couple reports. Yeah.
So what is going on?
Yeah. So I get emails from the National Association of Home Builders and Pennsylvania Association of Home Builders as well weekly. And reading there, the prices are continuing to climb. They're going to continue to climb.
Wow.
We're up probably, I used to be able to buy a sheet of OSB for $14, last I paid was $36. I think it's up over $40 right now.
Oh my gosh.
Yep. So
that changes a lot.
It does change a lot, but you know, the bigger part of it. And so my clients are all very concerned, obviously, and there's nothing I can do about it. So I have to hand them a change order. It just is what it is. But when you put it in a holistic view, if you're building a home for $400,000,
$500,000,
and your lumber portion of that is $50,000 and your lumber's gone up 20%.
Yeah.
It's 10 grand.
Yep.
That's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money. Yes.
But 10 grand on $500,000
is not a lot of money.
It's not a lot of money.
Gotcha.
So while there's, you know, it's a concern, the holistic approach, it's It's really not that bad.
It's called break it down. You got to break it down.
It really is.
Yeah, it's like anything.
Yeah, stone comes out of the ground. Your fuel prices are up a little bit, of course. We've all seen that. But so a little bit. But
it's not as bad as, you know, and that really hit there. So when you're saying a $500,000 house, mm-hmm. if the package was $50,000, now it's $60,000, you're putting $10,000. It's not like there was no wood cost before at all.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
And I always say that to people too about, you know, looking at a house that has taxes of $10,000. And then the next house has a taxes of maybe 11 or 12,000. Well, I'm like, well, it's incremental. You were okay with paying 10.
Yeah.
So let's not look at the 12. Let's look at the 2.
Yeah.
That makes up the difference there.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's what you need to be okay with.
Well, the other part of it is we're also seeing inflation, obviously, across the board, right?
Yeah.
But that's only going to start impacting our mortgage rates and so forth.
Yeah.
Relatively soon, probably within the next year. Right now, the interest rates are still incredibly low.
Yeah.
They still be next year, but they're still incredibly low. So to go ahead and pay that extra 10 grand at the rates that they're at right now, it's peanuts.
Yeah. Well, 10,000, just so you can tell your clients this, the $10,000 is about $50 a month.
There you go.
In a mortgage. Yeah. So, you know, if you start breaking it down to the ridiculous, with the whole thing that you can do with that is it shows you then that it's not that big of a deal. Really.
That's eight trips to Starbucks.
Yeah. Eight? What Starbucks are you going to, man? I think that's like 3 trips.
It might be.
Especially if you get the culata, malata, halata, tapata, you know, skinny, whatever one they have. Oh my gosh. That's why I don't go there. Yeah, I just want coffee.
Yeah, that's right.
I just want coffee. I'm a Dunkin' guy, you know?
Buck a cup.
Yeah. Or right. Wawa guy. I'm buck a cup. Exactly. So, yeah. So let's talk about the other side of that. How are we doing with labor force? How are we doing with finding people to do the work? Because I know that's a big thing out right now. And I'm not trying to be Debbie Downer. I'm just trying to figure out what's the truth, what's really going on.
Yeah, no, there, but, you know, and these are all great questions. Limited, it's all supply and demand, right?
Yeah.
So,
right.
We do see some price increasing with our labor force.
Yeah.
It's not necessarily just on the material side. But nothing really crazy.
Okay.
So the cost of labor really hasn't gone up.
Right. Right.
Such as materials, but the labor force themselves, we've got a good reputation. So we're very fortunate. We're very methodical in our planning and so forth. So it really hasn't impacted my business per se.
It's awesome.
I do hear some things from just in general that it can be tough. But for the most part, we've been holding pretty steady.
Good for you.
Pretty steady. So. It hasn't been too bad.
Well, then you must have a good relationship with all the people that you're working with, whether it's subs or your people that are actually on your team, that work for you. But
that's a big part of our business is just relationships.
Yeah, and absolutely.
If you have the good relationships, take good care of people, whether they're your clients, or your workforce, your partners, whatever it is, realtors,
absolutely.
You take care of everyone, and they will take care of you.
Yeah. Walter Greth said to me years ago, and Walter.
Oh, great guy.
I won't use the F-bomb, just so you know, because, Walter probably would. Walter probably would. Love the guy.
Absolutely.
But he said, he always said this, if we take care of the customer, mm-hmm. the customer will take care of us.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
He's
pretty cool, right? And it's a very simple thing, but I love it because it's very true. So that's cool there. So then, what else did you want to share? Anything else about new construction? What are you seeing? Like, where do you think this is going to go? You think you're going to be busy in 2022 also, or where do you see it going?
I think, we're going to run with it as long as we can. I see, what we're doing now going for at least another year and a half. Will it taper off? It's going to have to slow down some.
Yeah.
If we don't have the materials now, we're eventually going to start just running out of them.
Yeah. Right.
And that's what's going to happen. So it's going to have to start slowing down some. And I think the, inflation and increased interest rates are gonna help curtail some.
Well, and I think there's inflation is not always an ugly thing.
No,
it's a correction.
Yep.
And sometimes as much as it sounds like the dirty word inflation, we do this. I mean that's the way it works,
yep.
And we can't always be going up 10% a year on housing prices. It's not sustainable.
Correct.
And because our incomes tend to not go up 10% a year. So,
correct.
But it'll be interesting to see where things go, but I really enjoy it. Let's just plug let's get your website. Let's get your, how to get in touch with you, all that stuff. Cause I want to make sure people can reach out to you. So how do we get in touch with you?
Well, I appreciate it. We're on all the different social media platforms, mm-hmm. Facebook. I think we're on Twitter.
I think you are.
I think so.
You are. Yeah. LinkedIn probably.
Yep. LinkedIn, yep. Instagram. I don't really use them too much.
Yeah.
Thankfully I have people that are
that's good
for me.
That's good.
But, and we usually put up a couple posts a week. Website, TurnberryConstructionGroup.com.
Okay.
Both residential and commercial. Our commercial side's on there as well. We've got a big project coming up over in West Reading. That's starting in about 2 months. So that'll have.
Is that the project you showed me a while ago?
Yeah.
Very cool. Yeah, so very cool. I'm excited to see that.
Yeah,
that's very cool. Awesome.
And 610-775-7575.
That's really easy.
It is.
Holy crap. That's a number you don't want to ever get rid of,
no,
right?
No, definitely not.
That's a good one. Holy mackerel. Well, I appreciate you coming out, man. Yeah, and also, just real quick about your book. You have a book, too, that if somebody wanted to go on the website, they could get a book.
Yeah, you can download the PDF and just read it directly. And basically, it's a how-to guide for building a custom home, custom home.
I've given it out a couple times. Very cool. Yeah,
absolutely.
Very cool, man. I appreciate it. And thanks for coming on again, right?
Thank you, Brad.
All right, appreciate cool. It. All right, there you have it, Kevin Kozo, Turnberry Construction Group. That was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed that. Yeah, he's got so much information. The other thing is, too, is I'll tell you, if you're going to do anything as far as building, as far as doing, you know, a finished basement or an addition or a house, because he builds beautiful homes, definitely look him up. Kevin does just a great job, so he'll take care of you. All right, thank you. We'll see you next time. Are your kitchen and bathroom remodels a little overdue? Well, now's your chance to call First Response Contracting. John Sellers will take care of you. 484-256-7136. They do residential and commercial, and they're licensed and insured. Give them a call at 484-256-7136.